net wire fence and barbed wire fence.
Okay, a rail fence is where they're just kind of stacked up on each other. Yeah.
Crossing at the corners like that. That's the kind of fence about everybody had when I was a little boy down this part of the country.
Back when they had plenty of trees, they didn't mind cutting them down.
Right, and trees would split, and you can't find none you can make rails out of them.
So what kind of tree did they use for that?
Well, they used pine, oak, poplar, chestnut.
I bet that oak was something to try to split. I tried to split a few oak logs in my time.
Well, they used to find oak logs that split good, but ain't now.
I've never found one that split good. let's see. What kind of a fence, what do you call the kind of fence that's a little fence about this high that has little pointy slats in it?
Picket fence.
Okay. What about a fence that's made out of boards? It's just kind of, you just nail a board up.
Well, they used to call them paling fence. I don't know what they call them now.
Okay. And if you've got, if you were going to string a wire fence like you've got around the pasture here, you'd have to get the wire, but before you did that, you'd have to dig down and put up what?
The poles.
Okay. What about a fence or a wall that's made out of rocks stacked up on top of each other?
Well, I call that a rock wall.
Okay. What about your best dishes that you eat off of? You call that your good what?
China ware.
Okay. Did you ever use or see a China egg?
Yeah.
We used to use them to make...
A nest egg?
Yeah, nest egg, right.
Were you raised in the country on
the
farm?
Yeah, I was raised out on a farm. And we lived way back in the country, didn't have any electricity or any running water or anything like that. So I had a lot of fun. I don't think I'd want to go back and live that way again without any electricity. But
I don't think I would either, but I believe folks enjoyed life better then than they do now.
I can remember having to go out and get eggs, and I'd try to reach up under the old hens, and they'd get after me every once in a while. What about something that you might carry water in from the well?
A water bucket.
Okay. What is a pail?
Well, that's a bucket too.
Okay, it's the same thing as a bucket. What might you keep in the kitchen to put garbage in?
Garbage can.
Okay. What is it that your wife might use to cook bacon in the morning?
Frying pan.
Okay. How about a big iron kind of a thing that maybe round bottom and deep?
Pot.
Okay. You ever hear anything like that called a kettle?
Yeah.
People used to wash in them outside, wash clothes in them, build a big fire under them.
Well, I was raised in such washing as that.
And you say you would call it
That was a wash pot.
Okay. What about something that you, if you cut flowers and take them in the house, you might put them in a what?
In a vase.
Okay. And when you eat, what do you use?
Fork.
On what else?
Fork, a knife. And a spoon.
Okay. Okay. If you had one knife and somebody gave you another one, then you'd have two.
Okay.
Two what?
Two knives.
Okay. And after you finish eating, you have to get the dishes clean. You do what to them?
Wash them.
Okay. And if you've got soap on them and you want to get the soap off, what do you do to them? Okay. And what do you use to wash the dishes? What kind of rag?
Dish rag.
Okay. And for drying them?
Drying rag.
Okay. How about when you get up in the morning and wash your face, what do you call the rag that you use?
Washcloth.